SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. In his tour of the critical Blue Wall battleground states, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports that unions will play an important election role in Michigan.
All three Blue Wall states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, have deep ties to organized labor. But it's especially true here in the home of the big three automakers. Union voters have traditionally been a rock-solid base for the Democratic Party, but Kamala Harris failed to secure two key union endorsements that went for Joe Biden in 2020. Donald Trump has sought to capture union worker votes by slamming the vice president's support of electric vehicles and arguing he's the better candidate for rank-and-file workers. On the Blue Wall States tour, Greg Clugston, Detroit.
AP sources say the White House altered the record of President Biden's garbage remark about former President Trump supporters. Washington correspondent Norman Hall has more.
According to two U.S. government officials and an internal email obtained by the Associated Press, White House press officials altered the official transcript of the call in which President Joe Biden appeared to take a swipe at supporters of Donald Trump. Biden was responding to racist comments at a Trump rally by a comic who referred to Puerto Rico as a floating island of garbage. Biden, in condemning the demonization of Latinos, said Trump's supporters are garbage. The altered transcript inserted an apostrophe, making it seem Biden was referring only to a single supporter, the comic. An email says the change was made after the press office conferred with the president. I'm Norman Hall.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 288 points, the Nasdaq rose 144. The S&P advanced 23, oil at $69.56 a barrel. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on in vitro fertilization.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 85% of adults do not want to see IVF outlawed in their state or in the nation. This is one issue where politics plays virtually no role. 88% of Democrats, 86% of Independents, and 85% of Republicans all say they want IVF to remain legal and available. There are pro-life concerns about the fertility procedure because it involves the creation of multiple embryos, some of which are generally destroyed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Greek leaders revived a long-standing demand for war reparations stemming from Nazi Germany's World War II occupation of the country. During a visit to Greece this week, German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier rejected the demand, saying the issue had been long settled. Steinmeier stopped at sites of Nazi atrocities in Greece during his visit. Most of the Greek Jewish population was deported and murdered. This is SRN News. Dozens of Wendy's fast food restaurants are closing.
Your favorite Wendy's restaurant may be closing. The company's CEO says another 140 restaurants across the country will close their doors. But Kirk Tanner also says the total 240 closures will be offset by about the same number of new locations coming online this year. He says many of those being shut down are underperforming in sales and have outdated facilities. Wendy's did not provide a list of which of its nearly 7,300 restaurants are closing, but says they are located all across the country. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Christians in many countries around the world are celebrating All Saints Day, a somber and spiritual day in the church's liturgical calendar. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.